And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. I'm Mike Harrison, and yes, we're always working on your financial freedom. I appreciate you joining us today. Today's show really is all about the progression of a real estate investor. And this story is going to be a story of perseverance. I hope you can stick with us throughout the entirety of the show. But I have lead investors, Blake and Chris, as guests today. And Blake and Chris are single family investors, rental real estate investors. They're passive multifamily investors, but that wasn't good enough for them, and they are also first-time lead investors. Blake and Chris, welcome to the show. I appreciate you joining us today.
Thanks, Mike.
Glad to be here.
Yeah. Blake and Chris, why don't you share a little bit of background? Chris, you go first, and then Blake, and let's just learn a little bit about you.
Yeah. I joined LU in 2012. Started out with a single family and did a whole lot of nothing for about 10 years until I got serious about it. I quit my full-time paralegal job and I joined LU as an employee. So I wanted to get the inside scoop.
Yeah, what is this real estate investing all about, right?
Exactly. So I just jumped in feet first. So, yeah.
So Blake, Chris dragged you screaming to real estate investing. Tell us about your background and how this all came about.
Sure, she did a little bit. You know, of course, I had read the real estate books like the Rich Dad Poor Dad, and I had thought about getting into real estate, but you know, I met Chris, and so I didn't get into Lifestyles in 2018. I had to meet Chris first and, you know, get married and, you know, take the plunge into being with Chris and being in Lifestyles. So when I had met her, she had already had a single family property, and it was doing really well. And I thought that was just awesome. So we decided the first thing we would do is continue the single family. So we got a challenge membership, and we acquired during that time we acquired two single families. So we ended up with three. Okay. And you know, we just kept going. So
just keep rolling with it, right? So the fact that Chris was a real estate investor didn't scare you away. So that's good.
Not
I know
at all.
A lot of people are like, go ahead.
One of our first dates was doing the 2-day financial freedom seminar with Dave Fisher. So that was one of our first dates. I'm like, we're in it to win it.
how romantic.
Wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
16 hours. So yeah, when you get married, it's not my money and your money, it's our money. And what the heck are we doing? So yeah.
Yeah, we're building it together. Yeah.
Okay. So Chris, obviously you had done a 2-day prior to that, and then you take Blake. Blake, what'd you think about our 16 hours of real estate education at the 2-day?
It was entertaining. I was not sure going into it, you know, how it would be, you know, using a whole weekend for real estate training. But, you know, Dave Fisher kept it interesting, and I just kept wanting to know more, like, as the class went on. So, you know, I thought it was great.
I was impressed with the financial strategy. I thought I knew, you know, what needed to be known about investing and making the most of your money. And I read Money Magazine and Inc. Magazine and Wall Street Journal. And then I get to this financial freedom and seminar, and it's taught by a guy in boots and a black shirt. And I'm like, who is this guy? And I quickly learned, you know, the millionaire in the room is not the guy in the seersucker shirt. But I was impressed at what I didn't know, just the basics of it. Blake, biggest eye-opener of the 16-hour financial freedom seminar?
you know that it actually there's no big, there's no get rich quick scheme. You know, there's no hype to it.
Yeah.
It is just actually hard work. And I like that. I still like that. And, you know, if me and Chris can do it, anybody can do it.
Yeah, it's just a different way to direct your money. We can make money five ways by owning a single family property. And I owned a single family property prior to Lifestyles Unlimited. And I thought, well, there's only one way. And it's, you know, they pay the rent and hopefully you have a little extra at the end of the day. And obviously maybe appreciation in the background. That was my biggest thing. But I was in a self-directed IRA, so I was doing it all wrong. I wasn't getting the advantages of it. How did you boil down what you wanted to invest in, Chris?
Honestly, we invested with our friends and the people that we knew.
Yeah, that's as strong a reason as any right there.
Yep. And of course, you know, we look at the numbers and it all boils down to that. But you meet so many people with lifestyles that you know, like they are some of my, you know, our closest friends. So we do invest with our friends and they're our friends for a reason. They, you know, we know how hard they work. And so, you know, we all have this commonality. We just love to talk about real estate. So it was kind of a natural progression to stick in our group. And we didn't invest a lot passively because we were saving our cash for our first lead deal and what that looked like. So,
yeah, know who you invest with. It's so important to get to know who you're handing your money off to, right? I want to know the person. I want to know what kind of person they are. I want to know that they have the skill set to manage this business that we're buying. And it doesn't mean that they've had to do it before, but just do they have the skills, right? Can they do this? Do they have the time? Do they have a good business plan? So that was always important to me. Blake, when you decided, obviously, you and Chris to invest passively, were you looking at a geographic area? Was it more about, did the strategy fit? What was important on your side?
So we weren't necessarily looking at a geographic area, but, you know, as Chris said, you know, our friends are in the DFW area, and, you know, we had opportunities to do due diligence walks with, you know, other leads, and, you know, some of them we got to know and invested with them. So I guess it just kind of organically became, a geographic area around DFW.
Okay, Blake, for the listener, describe what a due diligence walk is.
Absolutely. So if a lead is looking at a potential property and they are wanting to go to the property and make sure everything is as the seller says it is, we actually walk every unit of that potential property. And, you know, the lead can't do it all themselves, so they ask for volunteers to help out. And so, you know, we've volunteered to do these due diligence walks where we go in the unit, we take pictures, we inspect everything, and, you know, then at the end of the day, the lead knows better what they're getting into.
Yeah, so basically we're about to buy an asset. The leads have determined, hey, this fits a plan. Now we need to look at it, right? We need to pop the hood, look underneath. We need to check the transmission, check the oil. You know, what are we getting into?
Yeah.
And due diligence walks are always entertaining because there's always that unit or several of those units. And you walk in and you're like, holy cow, how does this human live like this? But it's exciting.
Right.
Hey, we're buying it for a reason, right? You know, you're looking for issues. Cost as far as unit term, what are we going to need, right? How's the dishwasher? How are the cabinets? How's the flooring? How's the paint?
Exactly.
Does this person have 38 cats living in here? Because
or 38 people.
Yeah. We're not slumlords. We're wanting to make this a better place. And that's another important part of our Lifestyles Unlimited model, that best product, best price, managed by the best people. So we're getting in there.
Want to add to that, that's one of my favorite parts of Lifestyles, that we are not slumlords. We have a good product, and Chris and I take that to heart. you know, with our single family and our multifamily, if something is broken, we want to get it fixed. You know, yep. We do not want people to, you know, suffer through things. So I love that Lifestyles, you know, kind of has that, that we, you know, fix everything that's broken. You know, we are not similar at all.
It warms my heart to see that my money has gone into taking just an eyesore, something terrible in the neighborhood, and just making it a treasure. I mean, it's unbelievable, the transformation. And if we got a great product, we're going to attract great people, right? And great people are going to pay their rent on time, and they're going to want to live there. We're providing a place to live for people and have families and all that good stuff. So, yeah, Blake,
they can
great,
be proud of, yeah.
Great point on that. Chris, as a passive investor, what have you learned that has translated and helped you as a lead investor?
Just doing reports. So now as lead investors, we're only like a month and something in. So
yeah.
We're learning all about the reports and the whole accounting aspect of it and how to post things. And so we've got great mentors in that area, too. They're super close friends of ours. So, yeah, we've got a lot of people on speed dial.
incredibly important. So when did the idea translate from, hey, we're not going to invest passively anymore, we're going to take this lead, this syndication by the horns and go find our own property? When did that hit you, Chris?
It was about 2 years ago. And as I just saw other of my friends becoming leads, I'm like, oh, this is very doable. And I'm just going to follow it in other people's footsteps, like hundreds of, you know, people that have gone before us. And I saw the kind of support that LU gives. And I have seen that firsthand myself, you know. So, you know, there's nothing that we can't ask or, you know, no problem that has not been addressed before that our, you know, ops consultant, you know, Terry Gilblair is amazing. So, yeah, we have lots of people to ask.
The support factor is amazing. And I think that really a lot of people from the outside don't understand just how close we are. More on the other side. You're listening to Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Got questions? Call Lifestyles Unlimited at 855-497-4335. The Real Estate Investor Radio Show continues next.
The Lifestyles Unlimited team of real estate investing mentors and educators want to meet you. Learn to retire in 5 years or less. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for just $297. Lifestyles Unlimited.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the show. I'm Mike Harrison. If you have any questions or comments for me or just need to know where to start or any sort of help with real estate investing, please reach out. I'm here to help. My email address is askmike@luinc.com. askmike@luinc.com. I'm a real estate investor, multifamily and single family. I have properties in 5 different states. I've been investing in single family real estate since 2011, and I've been investing passively since 2018. It's been a fun ride, and I learned how to do it effectively from Lifestyles Unlimited. And what's Lifestyles Unlimited? Well, we're an education and mentoring group. We've been around for over 30 years teaching people how to buy their life back, one cash flowing piece of real estate at a time. And we're also a rather impressive networking group. Chris was all over it in the last segment. We're here to help. There's nothing you can't ask us. If we don't know the answer, we'll find somebody that's done what you're trying to accomplish, and we'll put you in touch with that person, and they will help you. There's hundreds of us, and we really enjoy helping each other along the way, right? A rising tide lifts all boats, and so if we can help each other out, we're all for it. Okay, Chris, so we left off. We're looking at becoming a lead investor. Just what's involved in this? You're now taking on the advanced real estate investing side where you're going to actually put together a syndication with partners in the deal. What's involved to learn how to do that?
Well, you do start with your lead certification, and that is through the through the LU portal. So everyone starts out with the same level of education. There are monthly meetings for aspiring leads, so we can kind of lean on each other as far as going through the acquisition process and underwriting deals. There is form that Lifestyles Unlimited uses called the MFQA. It's a multifamily quick analysis, and there's nothing quick about it.
It's a spreadsheet.
It is a spreadsheet. You know, they did kind of simplify it a little bit more, but yeah, learning that alone, it's, you know, digging in, and it pulls out the numbers. And of course, you can do the back of the napkin, figuring, it's just that process alone. And that's just evaluating the deals. So there's a lot that don't make it to, you know, step two, three, and four. So
right.
Step one is tagging the deal.
Right. Go into that a little bit, Chris, because what we're talking about here is the identification process of finding the right property. And listener, I want you to remember right property, because what we're going to go into here is just how difficult this may be. But yeah, talk to us about tagging the property, Chris. You find something, you're like, okay, back of the napkin, this one might work. Let's go into what that is.
Yeah, and so however you find out about the deal, it could be from an outside broker, through our brokers, through LU. It could be just, you know, just talking to somebody in the grocery store. However you find a deal, your first step is tagging the property. So LU has a great tagging system where you just send an email and you get put in line for a particular property. And this is just multifamily. Well, I guess it's single family too. But anyway, for multifamily, we don't compete with each other. So if you compete with each other, it drives the price up.
Correct.
So once you are first tag on that property, you can then pursue it. So we always wait for that, you know, the okay that you are first tag, or you could be second tag, you could be third tag. But wherever in line you are, that's how you know you're good to pursue it.
Yeah. So. Yeah. It's a process, and it prevents us from competing against one another. But it says, hey, this person identified this property first. They have the right to begin the evaluation. And then if they decide not to purchase the property, it would fall to the second person, the third person, and so on. All right, Chris, I did say early in the show, this is a story of perseverance. Let's talk about the first one that you found that you really started digging into, saying, hey, this might be it. Tell me what that was and what you did when you were looking at that property.
So it was early on in the process. It was an LU blast.
Was this 2022?
It was, yes.
Okay, so, difficult time.
It was.
The market was difficult.
It was.
Yes.
But it wasn't as bad. It did get a little bit worse. But we it was early in our acquisition time, and we found something right away. On its face, it looked like a great deal. It was like $70,
$70,000 a door.
$70,000 a door.
Okay.
And it was in Dallas. It was a fantastic area. But with due diligence, you know, we did our walks. We have all of our contractors come out. And I had a GC say that, he starts bringing in a structural engineer. And I'm like, wait a minute. Yeah, this is, you know, I know it had some issues, and it's an older, you know, they're older apartments. So, when we're getting into that, after a while, the numbers just didn't work. Not only that, but there was not enough parking. You know, I believe it was the late 50s or early 60s. People didn't have a lot of cars back then.
Yeah.
So parking
codes
was definitely going to be an issue. And yes, and codes have changed as well. So, yeah, well, it just didn't work. So we were under contract on that one. So, you know, we identified we did not want to move forward on it. So we did lose money on that one, you know, on to the next. We were undeterred. We stuck with it. We were very, very diligent and, you know, just keeping up with our brokers. And this is the LU brokers or, you know, outside brokers that are, you know, outside the LU Realty Group. So it's a lot, and you just meet people, and you talk to people, and you introduce yourself, and you know, it seemed like everybody was looking for something at that time. So we just keep looking and we keep trying. We ultimately did not buy in Dallas.
Yeah.
But yeah. So it was a 2-year journey for, you know, through that process to find one that we ultimately purchased. So yeah, they do get knocked off the list for many reasons. And part of the due diligence process is also going through the lease audit. You're going to look at the paper files as well. I mean, structurally, it makes, you know, you can always throw money to fix structural issues or any kind of maintenance issues. But where's that money coming from? You know, it's got to be from the leases, from the income. So if the leases and the, you know, what the seller is saying does not match up with what the actual leases are stating, then
yes,
you're done. You're done. So we did have one that was every unit had a garage. And they were getting $50 a piece for those garages. But
right,
when we went to the lease file audit, nobody was paying for those garages. So
they're trying to bump up the value of the properties. So
yes,
listener,
that is our NOI. Yes.
Yeah. For the listener, it's not like your house, right? Everyone knows about buying and selling their personal home, and it's all based on square foot value. But when you're buying a business, it's based on net operating return. So what Chris is hitting at is, hey, we're getting $50 a month on all these garages. And then you dig into the paperwork, and you're like, no one's paying you for this. But you're valuing the property as if you're getting paid on it. And so you're Mr. Seller or Mrs. Seller, you're going to need to reduce what you're selling this property for. And sometimes they get it, and a lot of times they're stubborn and hoping the next person doesn't catch that. So,
yep. And which is also called a retrade. So we tried to, you know, we would have had to retrade on like half the purchase price. And I'm like, this is less than 40 units. We're already paying too much for what we're getting, and we're out.
Yeah.
So lost money on that one too.
And for that reason, I'm out. Mr. Wonderful.
Exactly. We got to be Mr. is wonderful for a while. Yeah. So it is like that. We are looking for businesses to buy, and we need to make sure we are going to make money at those businesses. And you know, this last couple of years, it's been tough. It's been tough on all businesses. It's tough across the board with the economy.
Yeah. I'm starting to see it loosen up. I think I have at least 9 opportunities in my deal flow right now that are out there, and I haven't seen that many in
bingo,
at least
which is
a
why
couple
we closed.
Years. Yeah.
We found one. Yay!
Yes. Yes. Let's talk about that one. Yes. You hung in there. You hung in there, and you hung in there, and you fought like a caged lioness.
I'm telling you, Mike, halfway through, we were like, maybe we're not cut out for this. Maybe we're doing it wrong. Maybe we're. So, you know, we have a little, you know, we have to check ourselves every once in a while. If this is where we want to go, this is 100% what we want to do. And, you know, you have to have that kind of attitude. You got to focus in.
Yeah.
You just got to focus in and keep moving forward. You know,
right.
I didn't want to go back to my old career. You know, I was a litigation paralegal for 16 years, and I could go back to that, but I didn't work for 2 years.
No.
So that was a tough one too, you know, not having a job for 2 years. You know, you put your education first, and I met as many people as I could and networked, and you stick to it.
There's a lot of sacrifice in what we do to free ourselves financially in life.
Yes.
And you've really shed a light on just the process of finding the property. All right, Blake, Chris found it, right? She found the property. What did you see as the opportunity on the one that y'all did buy and close as lead investors, as syndicators?
I think one of the things that I was most happy about is from the beginning, doing the analysis of it, everything just kept clicking. Everything just kept working. And, you know, something I'm really excited about is we bought this property and we went in with a certain CapEx budget. And when we took it over and actually, you know, had the keys to it, everything was as they said it was. Everything was as the seller said it was, and we had no surprises. And to me, that is just awesome because I've heard horror stories.
You found a good seller. Imagine you found an honest person out there. And like, here's my property. Here's what I'm selling it for. Here's how I base the valuation of the property. Here's what I did, and here's what I haven't done, right? That's the CapEx side, the improvement. And so, awesome. Good for you guys. Chris, what are you going to focus on this? I mean, you've had it, what, 30 days now, something like that?
Yeah, just over that, yeah. We're just focusing on operations. And leasing, accounting, just keeping up with maintenance. There's so many different aspects to this. So, you know, just follow up with every lead that you get for apartments. Show as many as possible. You know, it's a tough time of year for people to move. That's generally not when, you know, people's favorite time to move. So we're just,
you want to keep at least
we're getting
up.
Other things done. Yeah. I got to keep at least up. You know, currently we're at 93%. So we're doing good.
Okay.
Doing
so you've really got good. A few units, to be leased. Are those ready to go now? Or if you have to do some make
yes,
ready
they
or
they're, nope.
So they're ready.
Make ready done and they're ready. Yes.
So listener out there, Chris and Blake have some units. If you know somebody coming to Northwest Fort Worth,
that's
they've got
right.
a great
we
little
do.
Property. So run by great people. Okay, Chris, you hit on it. A syndication really is, there's three aspects to it. There's the asset, right? You're managing the asset, the apartment, the leasing, the turns, the make ready, all that that's involved.
Oh, don't forget the people.
The people. Yeah, I left 35 items off of there. But then you've got a second leg of the stool, and that's the partnership. That's people like me that are passive investors that said, yeah, Chris and Blake, I'd love to invest with you. And then you've got your friend that's got the biggest stake in this entire property, and his name is Bank. So you're managing all three. Is there a fear factor to any of those three? What's your comfort level on those three sides?
Our comfort level gets better every day. And really, just I have to get comfortable with not knowing some things right now and how things just we learn little bits at a time. And we just take chunks of it and learn it. So it is, you know, we do have to do that dance between, you know, what the bank wants, what the residents want, what our investors want. So it's not an easy job. It's a huge responsibility, and it was definitely not taken lightly. So, but the job is what we kind of expected, and we love it. We love being on property. We love talking to people. It is. We're running a little village.
Yeah, and people that live there
to get along.
People that live there, as people live in apartments, a lot of times they don't know who the owner is. They don't know that somebody cares about them. They don't know that someone's always going to be taking care of whatever issues or maintenance issues or just the landscaping or how the property looks or drainage aspects of it or stuff like that. So I think just having a resident that knows that they're cared for, is a happy resident's going to pay their rent and they're going to stay for a long time. So that's That's all great stuff. Who do you lean on when you have a question? You mentioned you don't have all the answers. What's your next step there?
So we have our ops consultants, our operations consultant. We have mentors. I have my personal friends on speed dial.
There you go.
We have plenty of people to talk to.
It's nice to have that support element on that side. And listeners, I want you to understand it's a process, but we do it for a reason. We don't do it for the money. It's not about the money. It's about the lifestyle. Make it a great day. We'll see you next week.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at lifestylesunlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.